Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day in a great nation with a great institution called the Supreme Court of the United States, but it's an institution under attack. Why? Well, it's political, it's complicated. Does it deserve those attacks? What is the right response to them? And what about the idea of a constitutional issue? Who else is going to decide on the Supreme Court? Constitutional issue about the continuing functioning of the U.S. economy. We have a debt ceiling that needs to be raised, otherwise we end up being a deadbeat country. And there now is talk from leading legal scholars that if President Biden can't get a cooperation from Congress, he should just ignore Congress and go ahead and spend the money anyway and ignore the debt ceiling, which is statutorily required. So what is going on, and what happens with the ongoing battles against President Trump, attempting to disqualify him, in effect, from his campaign for another term as president? The perspective on all of this is invaluable from John Yoo, who is the Emanuel Heller Professor of Law at the University of California at Berkeley. He's one of the leading conservative legal scholars in the country, a non-resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, and a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford. And first of all, Professor Yoo, there's this incredibly urgent issue of the debt ceiling, or is it? Your colleague from Harvard Law School, Lawrence Tribe, another distinguished legal scholar, has a piece in the New York Times today basically saying that Biden should ignore the debt ceiling law and rely on the 14th Amendment. And the 14th Amendment says that the validity of the public debt shall not be questioned ever. So is Professor Tribe right? Is this whole debt ceiling fight unnecessary?
I don't think so, and I think I have to say up front that the Supreme Court has never really decided this question, in part because the United States has never defaulted on its debt, and no matter how close the default has gotten, Congress and the President have always done the responsible thing and reached a deal at the last minute. In fact, if you think about it, if Tribe were right, there's no incentive for Congress or the President to reach a deal. They should just, you know, let the public debt default and then blame the other side for it. But the reason why it hasn't happened is because I think there's a difference between saying, as the 14th Amendment says, that the public debt shall not be questioned, which means that you can't say, oh, this is just not the debt of the United States, and then how the federal government lives up to its obligations. When the United States lives up to its obligations, that doesn't sort of wipe away the separation of powers, doesn't wipe away federalism. Congress is still the body in our Constitution that appropriates the money. You know, that's the Congress is the only body that can take money out of the Treasury and direct where it's to be spent. Even if the United States doesn't live up to some obligation, it still has to go back to Congress and say, please fund what we need in order to live up to a treaty or pay the debts or, you know, remedy some constitutional violation that one of our officers committed. And I think that's where Tribes made his mistake by assuming that in order to pay the public debt, sort of wipes out all the other Constitution's provisions. That can't be right.
Well, it all comes back to that balance of powers, right? I mean, that basically this is the issue confronting the Supreme Court right now, and the attempts to go after and to undermine, even to restructure the Supreme Court. You take the position, I believe, that the attempts to discredit Justice Thomas, the talk of basically Congress taking charge of the functioning of the Supreme Court because they don't like the direction the court has been headed, that is at its core unconstitutional.
Well, first, Michael, I do believe that these are not just ethical complaints that go beyond, they go beyond just filling out the right forms in the right way. I do think this is part of a sort of concerted effort to undermine the legitimacy of the Supreme Court. And you have to ask, why are, and it's primarily Democrats doing this now, it's, as you said, because they don't like the direction that the Supreme Court is headed. This is not something that the Congress and Democrats seemed to care about 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, certainly not during the Chief Justice of Earl Warren, who's probably the most famous of the most liberal justices. I think it's because the court last year sent abortion back to the states. I think it's because the court, I think in about a month, is highly likely to strike down race-based affirmative action. And so, yes, you've seen people on the far left propose packing the court, expanding it, because they don't like the way the current justices are trying to return us to a jurisprudence based on the original understanding of the founders rather than reading contemporary moral values into the Constitution.
What about the case of Associate Justice Clarence Thomas? There have been people who've tried to analogize his situation to that situation of Abe Fortas, who not only lost his appointment as Chief Justice, but was forced to resign from the court. Do you think that the situation is that serious for Justice Thomas?
I don't. I clerked for Justice Thomas many years ago, about 25 years ago now. So I've looked at this pretty closely since the news stories have come out. I don't think they're at all similar. I think Justice Fortas was getting paid as a lawyer to give advice while he was sitting on the Supreme Court. If you're a justice or any federal judge, you're not. You can't be an employee of someone else at the time. I think this is different, and this goes to my point I was trying to make earlier. This is people in Washington pretending that filling out ethics forms substitutes for morals or virtue. Right? That, oh, if you misreported income or not, somehow that means you've done something actually wrong. So when you go back and look exactly at what Justice Thomas did, you have three complaints. One is about, going on trips with Harlan Crow, a very rich man. Those trips weren't required to be reported. And then whether Harlan Crow paid for the private school education of Justice Thomas's ward. Even under the current rules, that didn't have to be reported. The only thing that looks problematic is that Harlan Crow bought Justice Thomas's mother's house, and Justice Thomas didn't report it because, as I understand matters, he lost money. So Justice Thomas didn't think he was supposed to report it, but that's an honest mistake. That's not an effort to conceal payments from someone. And by the way, this is someone who doesn't have any business before the Supreme Court and is not really trying to influence Justice Thomas at all, as far as we can tell.
Speaking with John Yu, the Emanuel Heller Professor of Law at the University of California at Berkeley, when we come back, the case has gone to the jury in the E. Jean Carroll rape and defamation case. It's a civil case filed against Donald J. Trump. Is this going to have any impact legally or politically on President Trump? And what about the conviction of the Proud Boys? Is this a triumph for American justice, or is this going to only deepen our divisions and impede our political understanding and reconciliation? We'll get to that and more with John Yu coming up on The Medved Show.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to be joined for a few minutes more by Professor John Yu of University of California at Berkeley Law School, one of the most prominent and respected and universally respected conservative legal scholars in the country. Professor Yu, as you know, federal prosecutors now want the founder of the Oath Keepers organization sentenced to 25 years in federal prison. The convicted leaders of the Proud Boys are looking at the potential for very long prison terms. What about the argument that comes up that with these people, Proud Boys and Oath Keepers and others, looking at long time in prison, that it is an injustice that President Trump, who was more directly involved in the planning for January 6th and actually even urging people to go to Congress itself, that he should escape with no consequences, legal consequences to his situation. What would be the right take there?
Well, first, I think you have to separate punishment by the criminal justice system and punishment by the body politic. Right? The American people voted against Donald Trump in November 2020. They voted against his candidates in the midterm elections just a few months ago. There were a number of people who voted to impeach him, even though he was no longer in office in the second time. I think that's the kind of general accountability that the founders wanted for presidents like Donald Trump, who were accused of, I think, crimes against the state, really, against the public. In terms of the punishment by the criminal justice system, that's a very different matter. And I do think that there was sufficient evidence to convict these Proud Boys and their leadership of being heavily involved with the planning and execution of the attack on the Capitol. What I haven't seen evidence of yet, and of course there's still a special counsel investigation going on, and maybe there'll be more evidence brought to light, but I haven't seen anything that connects Donald Trump directly to that attack on the Capitol. I think that's what you would need to see before the criminal justice system holds President Trump accountable in terms of a felony, in terms of jail time. Right now, all he did was give, I think, a ill-advised, inflammatory speech on the Ellipse, but I don't think that it crossed the line into being part of a conspiracy to attack the Capitol. And you saw Donald Trump trying to get the electoral vote halted, the counting of the electoral vote halted. But so far, we don't have any evidence they try to coerce anyone or block anybody from, like Vice President Pence, for example, from actually carrying out their constitutional duty. So I don't see the evidence yet that would actually say President Trump should be punished by the criminal justice system.
You don't think that one could interpret some of his words, and I've heard them again and again and again, and I'm sure you have too, Professor, but that his words at the Ellipse, where he was urging people to follow him up to the Capitol building, that the implication of that march up to the Capitol building was that they were going to stop the process that he considered to be illegitimate of the certification of the electors.
I mean, this is a really difficult problem, you know, in the free speech law, because we also have to respect, you know, his right and the rights of others to speak freely. But there's a line, you know, your free speech rights don't go so far into actually, right, causing criminal action. Like, basically, sometimes it's compared to like throwing a match onto gasoline. Did President Trump's words actually cross over from his freedom of speech to criticize? You're even allowed to criticize the Constitution or criticize legal process if you want to. Did it go from there into actually becoming more like conduct, you know, becoming part of inciting the violence? I don't think it does. I don't see any cases at the Supreme Court that would see, you know, that would actually show President Trump cross that line, although he may be said to have come close to it.
And speaking of coming close to it, the E. Jean Carroll trial, and again, it's so bizarre. This can't be something you ever would have expected from any president or former president of the United States, right?
That I can't agree with you more. Yeah,
I beg pardon.
I can't agree with you more.
Right, but what are the consequences? Again, mean jail, but it could mean that he is found to be liable and needs to make some kind of settlement with E. Jean Carroll. What are the consequences for President Trump of this particular case?
So people should realize this is a civil case, you know, for damages because someone injured you, not a prosecution brought by the state of New York or by the United States government. It's not, there's no jail time involved here. This is the payment of money from one person who's harmed by another person. I've been following the trial proceedings. President Trump didn't really put on a defense. You know, he himself did not show up. He didn't testify. There was a video of a video excerpts of a deposition he gave. But I thought, if I were to bet money, I would say that President Trump's going to lose this one. I thought that Carroll's lawyer put on a persuasive case, and I thought her testimony in particular was persuasive, especially when it's up against no defense. And so, but in terms of the longer term consequences, I think they'll be mostly political. I could see this being as yet another hit in the legal field against President Trump that could come in combination with, you know, we're still waiting to see the results of the investigation by the special counsel in Washington, D.C., and even investigations by prosecutors in Georgia and other places.
No, it is extraordinary. He has a full dance card, as they say. And so will you in helping to explain all of this. I'm actually stunned that you actually suspect that President Trump could lose this round, because probably would get people's attention. The term rape in association with a President of the United States is just something that we haven't heard before. John Hugh, some of his most recent commentaries are linked at our website. He is the Emanuel Heller Professor of Law at the University of California at Berkeley. Always appreciate your perspective and your depth of knowledge at a time that is deeply confusing. There's more on the imminent danger, and it's a real danger, of a default and failure to raise the debt ceiling. 43 senators signing on to a proposition. We'll get to that coming up.
Medved.
In my opinion, he's the most powerful man in the world.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. New rules for airline accountability have been outlined by President Biden. The proposals include changes in the way passengers are compensated for controllable flight delays.
If your flight is very delayed or canceled, and the airline could have prevented that from, you deserve more than just being getting the price of your ticket.
Airlines would be required to offer compensation beyond refunds, which would include the cost of hotel rooms, meals, and transportation. Tomorrow's the day President Biden will meet with top congressional leaders to discuss raising the debt ceiling. Republicans want budget cuts tied to raising the debt limit, but the White House would like a clean bill that would just raise the limit. The National Association of Government Employees is suing the Biden administration over a law that sets the nation's debt limit. The union says the law is unconstitutional because it gives the president and treasury secretary authority to decide which payments to prioritize if the U.S. hits its debt limit. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Greatest show on God's green earth.
Oh, good for you!
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Senator Mike Lee, Republican of Utah, recently reelected Republican of Utah, appeared on Fox News. And he, there right now are 49 Republican senators in the United States Senate, 51 Democrats. And of those 49 Republican senators, almost all of them, 43 of the 49, signed a letter to Senator Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, saying that they would not vote for a what is called a clean debt ceiling increase. The term clean is, of course, a good term. You like things that are clean and simple and direct. But what the clean debt ceiling increase means is that the Republicans go along with increasing the debt without any cuts in spending to try to slow, at least, the future growth of the debt. This is Senator Lee talking on Fox News about the position that he's persuaded 42 of his colleagues in the U.S. Senate to take. This is clip 18.
As I've spoken to senator after senator putting this letter together, I've seen a degree of resolve that we haven't seen in a long time, which is a very favorable outcome for us. We're telling President Biden, look, we're not going to pass a clean debt ceiling increase. Want to raise the debt ceiling? It appears necessary from time to time to do that, so let's do it only with substantive spending reforms. Right. President Biden doesn't want to do that. But here's the catch, Steve. In the Senate, if any 41 senators don't want something to happen, they can effectively stop that legislation. Because it takes 60 votes to bring debate to a close, which you have to do in order to pass nearly all legislation, including this one. So we've told President Biden, look, we'll work with you, but it's not going to be free. Just as President Biden, as a senator, consistently, repeatedly asked for concessions in exchange for debt ceiling votes, we're insisting on it here, and that is not too much to ask, especially when the American people are hurting and suffering as a result of the inflation caused by excessive federal spending.
Okay, it will be nothing compared to the suffering that we would have if we actually fail to raise the debt ceiling, and we actually have a situation where the government can't pay its bills. Not because the money isn't there, not because it's impossible to borrow more of it, but because there is a political breakdown here on Capitol Hill. There have been a number of commentators who have said that right now the key individual, because the House of Representatives has voted for raising the debt ceiling with some of the spending cuts attached. They passed by a vote of 217-215 in the House. It's now up to Mitch McConnell to try to work out some kind of a deal with Schumer that is going to be reasonable. And again, the president is supposed to be meeting with Senator McConnell and Senator Schumer and Speaker McCarthy tomorrow. And that should be in the midst of all of the political issues that we are facing. If that does not at least move toward resolution, it will be devastating for the country. And we simply can't rationally or reasonably go there. There is also Ron DeSantis, who is trying to revive his pre-campaign. And, of course, part of what he would say is that all of the stumbles and the mishaps and the sort of feeling of a loss of energy that has been associated with his candidacy is in part, DeSantis would say, because he isn't a candidate yet. He had to wait, among other things, for the legislative session to be over in Florida, for the Florida legislature to vote to change the law in Florida, allowing him to run for president, to run for another federal, to run for a federal office at the same time that he continues as governor of Florida without having to resign. And he spoke on Disney at the GOP Lincoln Day dinner in Wisconsin, which is one of those key swing states that's going to determine who gets elected to be the next president. Here is Governor DeSantis, clip four. So in the same speech, here is DeSantis outlining the last 6 months of what he has achieved. Oh, well, that's a different setup. The leaked debate prep video. Somebody came up with a 2018 video. That was when DeSantis was running for governorship of Florida the first time, and in a very close race against Andrew Gillum. And one of the people who was advising him is actually somebody who is not supporting him for president. It's a Congressman Matt Gaetz, who is supporting President Trump. And this is what the debate prep sounded like, or at least some of it. as it was leaked to the press. Clip 11.
That you come too hot through the whole thing. And there's
it deserves to be hot. I mean, I'm sorry.
You can go there in moments without having it become...
Kavanaugh showed that when you said...
No. Look, I think there...
Sure. The thing is we did such a horrible job of pushing back on all these stupid stories from the beginning that he's going to rattle off the list.
Yes.
Okay, basically showing that DeSantis was not worried about coming across as too hot, was somebody who believed that it was important to hit back aggressively. And that also revealed some of his thoughts on dealing with Donald Trump from the same session of debate prep in 2018. Listen.
Is there any issue upon which you disagree with President Trump?
Obviously there is, because I've voted contrary to him in the Congress. I have to frame it in a way that's not going to piss off all his voters. So what I do is I do what I think is right. I support his agenda in terms of what he's been able to do. If I have a disagreement, I talk to him in private.
I think when you walk up there, if you have a pad, you have to write in all caps at the top of the pad, likable. And look, I do the same thing because I have the same personality. We're both aggressive.
Okay, the idea that when he faces a debate, and he will face a debate, most probably, with some other candidates for president, if he becomes a candidate for president, but very possibly not with Donald Trump, but writing with a pad that says on the top of it, likable. This is one of those things where that seems to be an uphill struggle for Ron DeSantis. And what can he do to increase his likability? Well, one of the things he might want to do is to read that op-ed by Ken Kachigian about helping to sell President Trump in one of the greatest landslide victories of all American history. Speaking of that, there's a powerful editorial about Bill Barr and his warning about President Trump and a possibility of another term. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or... Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show yesterday, well, actually, it wasn't yesterday, it was Friday, the last time we were together, we played some remarks that were delivered that deserve, it seems to me, a great deal of attention. They were delivered from a two-time Attorney General of the United States, Bill Barr, who was such a very loyal defender of President Trump, particularly regarding the Mueller investigation and the first impeachment, and served out a tumultuous term as Attorney General as a very loyal member of the administration. But he was speaking to the City Club of Cleveland on Friday, and he said this, and he was responding basically to the many, many people. Here is what Bill Barr had to say. Listen.
Is Donald Trump fit to be president?
This is the way I'll answer that, Geraldo. Which is, if you believe in his policies, he's the what he's advertising is his policies, he's the last person who could actually execute them and achieve them. He does not have the discipline. He does not have the ability for strategic thinking and linear thinking or setting priorities or how to get things done in the system. It is a horror show when he's left to his own devices. And so you may want his policies, but Trump will not deliver Trump policies. He will deliver chaos and, if anything, lead to a backlash that will set his policies much further back than they otherwise would be.
And that basically is a response to the very common thought that people have put forward. It was one of the reasons for the enthusiasm behind Governor DeSantis earlier in the campaign, because people would say, well, we want the Trump policies without Trump. And the truth of the matter is, not only is that impossible in terms of basically voting that way, but what he's saying is that it's Trump himself and some of the personal challenges that he has as a leader that make it impossible for him to achieve his policies. And the Wall Street Journal, in their lead editorial today, they point out Mr. Barr's point, and it's more powerful than the electability argument, is that Mr. Trump won't be able to govern successfully even if he did somehow win a second term. He wouldn't be able to deliver the conservative policy victories that most Republicans want. The rebuttal from the Trump establishment will be to cite his first term. But that record supports Mr. Barr's point. We also agree with many of Mr. Trump's policies, and we backed them during his presidency. But his most important policy victories were conventional GOP priorities delivered by people he now denounces as rhinos. For instance, the Federalist Society delivered his list of judges that then-Majority Leader Mitch McConnell guided to Senate confirmation. Paul Ryan and the House Republicans spent years building policy and political capital for tax reform. Vice President Mike Pence supplied some of Mr. Trump's best policy advisors. While Mr. Trump deserves credit for embracing these people and policies, his second term would be filled by much lesser lights. The record on Mr. Trump's signature ideas isn't as successful. They're saying not nearly as successful as the more common Republican policies. He failed to build the border wall, which is, by the way, worth remembering. And even with a GOP majority in Congress in his first 2 years, he never passed an immigration bill that reformed the credible fear standard of persecution for migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. All the dysfunctions of U.S. immigration law were there for Mr. Biden to exploit. Mr. Trump's trade agenda also achieved little other than higher costs for Americans. China's behavior hasn't improved, while the U.S. is out of the successor deal to the Trans-Pacific Partnership that Mr. Trump walked away from. He failed to negotiate a new bilateral deal with the United Kingdom. A fuller account of Mr. Trump's presidency, they write in the journal, can wait for other days, but Mr. Barr's warning is one that GOP voters deserve to hear. Democrats and most of the media want Mr. Trump to be the GOP nominee because they believe he is the easiest candidate to defeat. And that's obvious and powerful and undeniable. Republican voters are rightly appalled by the behavior of Democratic prosecutors, and they've rallied to Mr. Trump's defense. But they have to decide if they want to let Democrats make their nominating choice for them while ignoring Attorney General Barr's warning about the policy risks of a second Trump term. Something that has to do with another risk: when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can or woman can attack you and win. But now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body to bring your immune system back online. It stops heartburn. I know. I use it every day. Try Balance 7. Get $15 off your order, a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Medved, or visit balance7.com. Coming up, one of the big movies of the weekend, certainly, and probably one of the bigger movies of the year, Volume 3 of a very popular series, Guardians of the Galaxy. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
One of the favorite teams of the MCU, the Marvel Comics Universe, is back. This time, the highly diverse and inclusive ensemble has to deal with a new diabolical threat, played by Chuck Woody Awuji and known as the High Evolutionary in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
My sacred mission is to create the perfect society.
He didn't want to make things perfect. He just hated things the way they are.
The lavishly crafted and flamboyantly bizarre worlds presented here, including a compelling counter-Earth, help to jam this 2.5-hour movie full of action and emotion, with special emphasis on the deep affection for the cast members for one another. By the film's conclusion, however, it begins to feel wearying rather than wonderful. Rated PG-13, 2.5 stars for the ambitious, sometimes over-the-top Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. And I think that there are people who, very few, who will wish that the film went on longer than it does. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to be talking about a new idea that has been introduced in New York City, which is to make tickets of all kinds on a sliding scale, so that people who are wealthy would pay more, pay higher fines for civil violations like double parking or littering. We'll also speak to David French, who is one of the great attorneys who actually has fought for religious liberty in the United States. What does it mean to bring Christian values to politics? Does it mean positions on specific issues? Or does it involve a code of conduct? We'll be talking about that with David French. We'll also be speaking with conservative philosopher Charles Lipson, formerly of the University of Chicago. And he's asking Trump or Biden, a dreadful choice. His point of view, if Biden's campaign is built around simply voters hating Trump, Trump's is built around seeking of revenge. And he also will be talking about how it's long past mourning in Biden's America. And what about the case for reparations, if any? Is there one? And U.S. economic outlook for the rest of 2023, the other half a year, a soft landing or deep recession? What's coming next in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.